You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, a Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. It's time for Songs from the Big Hair.
The party starts now! Lost some weight, you might get laid.
people talk in another dimension. No, they don't always realize their intentions. You don't wanna be somebody's hero, no. You just wanna get back to zero now.
I'm
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, a Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. My name's Dirty Dacoy Dan, and I'm going to be hosting Songs from the Big Hair today along with the Colonel, who's back in town, Colonel Robbie White. And he's brought a lot of the music here today. So, Robbie, why don't you just tell us what we just heard?
Thank you, Dirty Dacoy Dan. The last set was from bands from the D.C. area from the 80s. The last song that we heard was by the Velvet Monkeys with a song called Evelyn Marble. The drummer in the Velvet Monkeys was Jay Spiegel, and he was also in a band called the Upsetters with our friend John Hansen. So we would like to send that song out to both Jay and our buddy John Hansen, who we miss very much. That was preceded by the Wanktones doing the song Hiccup to Hell, which featured Dan's country cousin, Mo Slow, on the drum. Not the drums, the drum. Before that, we heard Martha Hall doing a Tex Rabinowitz song called Feeling Right Tonight. Prior to Martha, we heard Tommy Keen doing Back to Zero. Want to dedicate that to Skip Groff. Prior to Tommy Keen, we heard the Slicky Boys featuring our own Dirty Dacoy Dan on drums with a song written by Mark Noon called Life of the Party. And we want to dedicate that to Lynn Thorpe. And we opened the show with the theme song that I always play when I'm here, which is about twice a year, called The Party Starts Now by Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, which is Handsome Dick Manitoba and written by Andy Chernoff, both of the Dictators. So on this next set, Dan, we're going to feature Todd Rundgren and especially some productions that Todd Rundgren did in the 80s. And we're going to start out with a song of his own called For the Want of a Nail.
No one to love me. Can't seem to have enough energy before you get that first cup of coffee? The Breakfast Blend can help with that. Tune in every morning, Monday through Friday, so you can get that extra boost. You know you want to. Listen to Breakfast Blend from 6 a.m. to a.m. on WRIR. Yeah, you can thank me later.
Each digit makes a tone. Shattered all my windows. Heaven help the one it's looking for.
Maybe it's a nightmare. Maybe I'm in hell. But if I had you back, I could spin the strain. If I had you back, I could be myself again. If I had you back, if I had you back, if I had you.
Try to tell me this house ain't haunted. I feel her presence everywhere. My soul is still in her possession.
She's so young, she's you pick up kids for drinking, you don't automatically classify them as alcoholics, but arrest a kid for smoking marijuana, and you throw the book at him. It's senseless, and you know it.
I'll tell you what I know. I know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment, if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you, when you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again. This is now, Bentley, not a couple of years ago. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment. And to my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
We were talking about marijuana.
We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two on marijuana. And you can double your money. He'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not.
Fire. it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know when things are better left alone. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's important to me. I don't see you laughing at me. But I'm smart enough to know that I have to let you go. But I don't mind at all. Sentimental tears will get you far as you might think they will. Goodbye to my own sanity. But I don't, no, I don't, no, I don't mind at all.
You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, streaming live on the web at www.wrir.org. My name's Dirty Dacoit Dan, and I'm here with my buddy, the Colonel, who came down from Silver Spring, Maryland, to do the show with me today. And what did we just hear, Colonel?
Well, Dirty Dacoit Dan, we heard a lot of Todd Rundgren and Todd Rundgren-produced records in that long set. We started out with a Todd Rundgren song called "Want of a Nail," and that song was released in 1989. That was followed by Utopia, which was another band that Todd Rundgren was in, from a three-sided record called Utopia, and the name of that song was "Infrared and Ultraviolet" with Todd Rundgren and Chasm Sultan on the vocals. That was followed by a production that Todd Rundgren did for the Rubinos. And that was a 1983 EP called Party of Two. There's only two Rubinos on that record. All the other musicians are Utopia. And the name of that song was If I Had You Back. That was followed by The Pursuit of Happiness, a Canadian band. Todd produced their first two records. The record we played was called She's So Young, which is from an album in 1988, their first U.S. album called Love Junk, which is one of my favorite records of all time. The big hit on that album was called I'm an Adult Now. That was followed by XTC and a song called Sacrificial Bonfire from the Skylarking album from 1987, one of Todd's most famous productions because he and Andy Partridge really, really, really did not get along. But since then, Andy Partridge has come out to say that he thought that Todd did a great job, and that's probably their best record. That was followed by Cheap Trick with a 1983 album. We heard the title cut called Next Position Please. And then the last song we heard was by a group called Bourgeois Tag, Brent Bourgeois and Larry Tag, both of who appear on the Want of a Nail song we heard at the beginning of the set. And that's from 1987 record called Yo-Yo, and the song was called I Don't Mind at All.
Well, thank you, Colonel. What if there were a Nobel Prize for young people? What might you do to win that award? Your ideas about peacemaking could win $100 or other cash prizes. Young people from kindergarten through high school can enter this year's Richmond Peace Education Center essay contest. Prizes are awarded in four different age groups, and the deadline for entries is April 18th. You can get full details at rpec.org or by calling 804-232-1002. What do you have lined up for us next?
I have a great song from the Monks from their first LP called Bad Habits. This goes out to Mr. Steve Lorber of Silver Spring, Maryland. It also appears in a cover version on the last Slicky Boys CD called Postcard from the Day, put out by Mr. Marshall Keith. And this song is called I Ain't Getting Any.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Porky Pig. Everybody knows I live in a make-believe world, but I never want to return to the place I went to last night. Oh, no. Sure is a funny party. What's this? Why are all these people so tired? I can't understand their mumbling. That was what I call a lousy party. Those people were using hard drugs, like smack and downers. Why, I've heard that many of the downers are low-grade animal tranquilizers, unfit for human consumption. Oh, it's a terrible risk, but I guess some folks think that being out of it is being in. I hope that none of my friends fall for it. There are better ways to party, yeah. That's all, folks.
Too many scared guys, too many scared guys. I wanna kiss you, but I'll go away. Go away.
Let's go.
listening to Songs from the Big Hair on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Dirty Dacoit Dan, and I've got the Colonel, Robbie White, with me here today. What did we just hear, Robbie?
Well, we started that set out, Dirty Dacoit Dan, with the great band The Monks from Canada doing a song called I Ain't Getting Any with a great Kim Kane guitar solo.
Wait. The Monks were a UK band. They were like the Straubs, weren't they?
Yeah, I apologize. UK. It was a Canadian CD. Yeah, two of the guys were in the Straubs. And that song was called I Ain't Getting Any, which was covered on the last Slicky Boys Live.
I got to correct the Colonel.
Yep. Dan caught me on that one. That was followed by New Music, spelled M-U-S-I-K, with a song called World of Water from their 1980 album, the only one they ever released. That was followed by The Jam, the great Paul Weller, doing a song from The Gift called Running on the Spot. That was followed by two guys from the Bongos, Richard Barone and James Mastro, and they released an album called Nuts and Bolts in 1983 during the heyday of the Bongos. And that song was called Flew a Falcon. And I'd like to dedicate that to Maymay and Carolyn Gillespie, wherever they may be. They ran the Bongos fan club from Rockville, Maryland. And then lastly, we left off with Roger and the Goosebumps doing Stairway to Gilligan's Island. And according to Wikipedia, Robert Plant says that that is his favorite version of Stairway to Heaven ever.
All right, let me read something here real quick. Want to be a WRIR DJ? Are you a music nut, interested in DJing on the air and deciding what gets played on the radio? All the music you hear on WRIR is chosen by our volunteer program hosts. We're always looking for fresh ears and new voices for show hosts, trainees, and revolving substitutes. If you're interested in becoming a WRIR DJ, email us at beadj@wrir.org. For more information, visit wrir.org, select volunteer on the left side of our homepage, then select volunteer opportunities. What do we have up next here, Colonel?
Well, we're going to have somewhat of a contest here at good old WRIR. I'm going to do a short rap set. Believe it or not, they did have rap music in the 80s. And the first song we're going to play, we would like to invite listeners to call in and guess who the artist is who released this song. It came out in 1987, and what his real name was. And the number here is 804-649-9737. And the first correct caller will get their name, age, and high school announced on the air. Thank you.
Funky. Funky. vacation. I live every day like it's my vacation. Got a wild streak in me like you do the dog. I'm the one who sings you Warthog. For the last 10 years I've been doing the bop, and I'm still not tired. I'm never gonna stop, cause I like what I'm doing and I'm having fun. Here's some advice for everyone. Try and make the most out of every day, and remember that drugs don't pay. I'm a funky guy. I'm a funky guy.
That's right, I said to mama.
M-O-M-A-Mama.
just gone home.
Well, I warned you once, and I warned you twice. You're not bad, but I'm twice as nice. So take a second if you must, catch your breath. Then we'll see who's the best.
I'm ready now, so just say when. But if you mess with me, you better bring along a friend.
I don't need no friend, cause without a doubt, my little sister can take you out.
Well, bring your little sister, bring the roaches too.
I will.
They're bigger and tougher than both of you. They eat your cat and they skin your dog. The only one who could scare them off was your mama.
That's right, I said your mama.
Forgot she's got 40 mansions and 59 yachts.
Well, my mom is smart. She got a college degree. She's going back to school to get her PhD.
My mom's a teacher. She's the best. I bet your mom couldn't pass her test.
Your mama's southern. You think she's fine. But my mama leaves her far behind. She's everything. Yours can't compete. When it comes to looks, she can't be.
Your mama's pretty, but mine's a star. She's number one, the best by far. She's the hippest thing in all the world. She's my number one and only girl.
So every mama's number one. Remember that when you're making fun. You've got yours and I've got mine. And a mother's love's one thing you can't buy.
I guess that's all, now the truth is out.
Really?
That mom's a what it's all about.
Tell
she's
truth,
always man. Been a superstar. The only person you can be sure of.
Your mama.
What about my mama?
Your mama.
Hey man, now don't get me wrong, alright?
What's up now?
I mean, we're friends and all that. But has anyone ever told you that you look just like Big Bird from Sesame Street? You know,
has anyone ever told you that your mama looks like a Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Yeah, well, your mama's a smurf.
Your papa's a smurf.
Your sister's a smurf.
I said your daddy.
Your Uncle Louie's a smurf.
Listen, Seth.
Yeah.
Why are we snapping on each other?
I don't know.
Check out all these people here listening to us.
Yeah, look at them.
Let's get on their case for a minute.
All right. So tell the DJ, your mama. Now tell the barmaid, your mama. Tell the couple next to you, your mama. Tell someone dressed in blue, your mama. Tell the girl dressed in red, your mama. Now throw your hands over your head and say, your mama. Now tell your partner, your mama. Now tell your papa, your mama. Now tell your mama, your mama. Now tell your mama, your mama. When you hear a crowd, just shout out loud, your mama, your mama, your mama, your mama.
You're right. Now find some place
to hide. So tell your boss, your mama. Tell your landlord, your mama. The phone company, your mama. Tell anyone you see, your mama. So tell the mayor, your mama. Tell the governor, your mama. Tell the president, your mama. When they raise the rent, your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama.
That's right, I said your mama.
You're listening to Songs from the Big Hair on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Dirty Dacoy Dan. I've got the Colonel in the house today playing some of his favorite 80s tunes. What do we hear, Colonel White?
Well, that was a very short rap set, and it was short by customer demand, actually. The first song, the one we asked you to guess who it was an artist named D.D. King doing a song called Funky Man from 1987. His normal stage name was D.D. Ramone, and his real name was Doug Colvin. And the winner who guessed that was Dan from the Liars, Marblehead High School, Boston, class of 1977, which makes him younger than you and I, Dan.
I'll say.
And then the second song, the one that was about 7 minutes long, was by a group called Wolf Ticket. I think that was the second rap song that was ever played on the radio right after Grandmaster Flash. And that song was called Ya Mama. And now we're going to start a set Beatles related. And as you know, Dan, I like to bring something rare every time I'm here from my voluminous record collection. Right before he died, Frank Sinatra made a duets album. And here's a song, a Beatles related song, that did not make the cut because Stevie Wonder, who was on this song with him, refused to let it be released. So let's hear this one.
Okay, Stevie. Let's see. Ebony and Ivory, huh? Ebony and Ivory. Ebony. Hey, Stevie, what the hell are we beating around the bush for? This is 1982. Let's get right to the point, huh? Here, take it from the tops. Swing it, Stevie, with a bounce, baby. You are black. I am white. Life's an Eskimo pie. Let's take a bite. That was groovy thinking, Lincoln, when you set them free. We all know cats are the same in to Mexico. Good, bad guys and chicks.
I am dark and you are light.
You are blind as a bat that I have sight. Side by side, you are my amigo. Negro, let's not fight.
Ebony and ivory, just living in perfect harmony.
We're talking salt and pepper, Sammy and Dean. Stevie and me are peachy keen.
You are white.
You are black. And who cares? Who cares, baby?
Did I ever take you in my arms, look you in the eye, tell you that I do? Did I ever open up my heart and let you look inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. How calm the water and bright the rainbow. Fade this one to black.
Did I ever touch you on the cheek? Say that you were mine, thank you for the smile. Did I ever knock upon your door, try to get inside? If I never did it, I was only waiting for a better moment that didn't come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one is gliding above the ocean. A god is riding upon his back. How calm the water and bright the rainbow. Fade this one to black. What opportunities did we allow to flow by? Feeling like the timing. Come, couldn't I have given you a better life?
come. There never could be a better moment than this one. This one, this one is gliding above the ocean. But God is riding upon his back.
Hello, this is Ringo. Dangerous drugs aren't an escape. They're a trap. I'm talking about heroin and barbiturates. Anyone who wants to use them is on a dead-end street. I think it's time we all got together and took a good look at what drugs are doing to a lot of your friends, and my friends, here and across the sea. If you really love them, tell them not to use dangerous drugs.
Opportunity to apologize to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. We're sorry.
Thank you.
Morning, hun. Did you sleep well? Good. I got your cappuccino ready for you. I also made you that French toast, you know how you like it, with just the hint of orange zest in it? Tell you what, why don't you go wash up and I'll lay your clothes out for you.
The Monday Morning Breakfast Blend with Enzo. Every Monday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Here, I got some music for you to listen to on the way to work. All right, have a good day at work, hon. I'll see you when you get home. Love ya. Mwah.
Nobody takes better care of you in the morning.
It's needless to be hoping for my loving. And it's needless to be hoping for my coming. See me running. I'm not coming to you. It's foolish to be living for my loving.
The meaning.
Listening to songs from the Big Hair on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My name is Dirty Dacoy Dan, and I've got my buddy, the Colonel, Robbie White, in the studio playing the music today. Tell them what they just heard, Robbie.
Thank you, D3. That was a Beatles set, and the first thing we heard was a live skit from Saturday Night Live with Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy doing spot-on impressions of Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. That was Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney. That was followed by Paul McCartney himself. That was a single from his 1989 Flowers in the Dirt album, and that was called This One. After Paul McCartney, we heard Damascus doing a song called A Day in the Life of Green Acres, and Damascus is really a couple of guys named Barnes and Barnes. And they were known for a song called Fish Heads, which was very famous on the Dr. Demento show in like 1979 or so. And one of the guys in Barnes and Barnes is Billy Mumy, who played Will Robinson in Lost in Space. Little known fact. That was followed by Utopia, Todd Rundgren again, doing I Just Want to Touch You from the Deface the Music record, 1980. That was followed by a one-man band from New Jersey called The Toms, a guy named Tom Morolda. He sang and played everything. The album's called The Toms. It was re-released on CD on Not Lame Records. And that song was called that we heard is called It's Needless. And then the very last song we heard, sounding eerily like John Lennon, was his first son, Julian Lennon, on his first album from 1984 called Valot. And that's what we heard in the Beatles set, Dirty Dacoit Dan.
So what do you got lined up for us next here?
The next song we have lined up is the one and only CD by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskins, and it's a cover of It's My Party from the LP From the Dark.
Johnny. Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone. But Judy left the same time. So I'll cry, cry, if I want to. Cry, 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 if I want to. Cry, cry, if I want to.
Judy and Johnny just walk through the door like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise. Judy's wearing his ring. It's my party. If I want to, cry if I want to, you would cry too if it happened.
broke the needles on the board here. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio. Radio for the rest of us. My name's Dirty Dacoit Dan. I've got the Colonel in the studio with me today, rattling papers. What did we just hear, Colonel Wade?
Yeah, I'm rattling papers in memory of the Mystic Eye show from WGTB. We started out with Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskins doing a cover of It's My Party, 1985, followed by the Private Dicks doing a song called She Said Go, and that band included Cook and Jones from the Sex Pistols. And then the last song we heard, which sounded a lot like something from early XTC, was the A-Moms from Detroit, the Algebra Moms, doing a song called Modern Noise. And coming up next, a band called Layla and the Snakes. And this band featured Pearl E. Gates, who later went on to form Pearl Harbor and the Explosions. And this song is called Rock and Roll Weirdos.
All right, before I play that song, I want to just remind everybody that River City Limits is up at 5 o'clock. And Albert's going to be playing you the best Richmond local music for 2 hours. So hang on for that.
Everywhere we go, people stop and stare. But we Leela and the Snakes, so we just don't care. Because we rock and roll weirdos, with rock and roll feelings. A little bit sleazy, a little bit greasy, a little bit cheesy, and we like to get down. Because we rock and roll weirdos, with rock and roll feelings. A little bit sleazy, a little bit greasy.
listening to Songs from the Big Hair on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. Dirty Dacoy Dan here with Robbie White. We're wrapping it up here. What do we hear, Colonel White?
Well, the last songs we heard in that set were Leela and the Snakes doing Rock and Roll Weirdos, followed by one of my favorite bands, the Stranglers, doing Everybody Loves You When You're Dead from the La Folie record, and I want to dedicate that to Dr. Gantz. And then the last song we heard, which really was Cookin' Jones, I want to correct myself, by the Lightning Raiders doing psychedelic music. And to go out, I'm going to play one more song, and it's by a group called Little Bo Bitch, and the song is called Annoying the Neighbors.
All right, well, thanks for coming down, Colonel White.
You're welcome.
And be sure to stay tuned for River City Limits coming up at 5 o'clock with your host today, Albert.
Annoying all the neighbors, 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 annoying all the neighbors.